Hello, Ann Arbor, Michigan, and welcome to WTKA's Playground right here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket, and WTKA.com. Michigan, in a rousing senior day in Chrysler, they get a huge win, 82-70 yesterday, and continue to move forward in their pursuit of the NCAA tournament. Welcome again into the Playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK. My name is Jeffrey Childs, Matt Missler on the other side of the glass, Jay-Z to my left, and Tony O to my right. And gentlemen, all I have to say, wow, what a game from Michigan.
They beat Ohio State 1-0, right? Is that where you're going?
They beat your team, Jay-Z, 82-70 over Purdue in an absolutely gigantic win for Michigan as they look to move closer and closer to an NCAA tournament berth. 82-70, the final score. A game in which Michigan shot 55% from the floor and 42% from three. And a game that they never trailed, largely due to the efforts of one sophomore forward, Mo Wagner. Mo Wagner was dynamic yesterday in what he did to Purdue. 24 total points, 10 of 15 shooting, 4 of 8 from three-point land. And Mo Wagner dropped in 22 points in the first half in an absolutely dominating performance. It didn't matter where he was going to take the ball to the basket and dominate the Boilermakers, and that's exactly what he did. Purdue, they did not have an answer, guys. They did not have an answer. It didn't matter if he was slipping off of a high screen and hitting the long shot. It didn't matter if he was going to make a play off the pick and roll and take the ball inside on Haas and Swanigan. It didn't matter if he was going to show off his footwork once again in the paint, hit a couple of turnaround step-back shots. Mo Wagner has grown exponentially this season and what he's been able to mature and develop as a stretch four and as a player and developing for John Beilein's Wolverines. But again, Michigan yesterday, 82-70 over Purdue, a game they never trailed. And we can get into Mo Wagner later, but gentlemen, I guess you're opening salvo on Mo Wagner and what an explosive performance yesterday.
Yeah, I'm going to say that he met Dirk, what, last week? Was it last week or a week before that?
That did something for him.
And the best thing you can do is, when he's hot, keep pushing it to him. And, wow, I mean, really only 22, but what, he had 18 in the first half?
22 in the first half.
22 in the first half, and he finished with what?
24, so a little bit of foul trouble in the second half.
You think it was that, or
It was partially adjustments? That. Yeah, I think it was partially that. I think it was partially Purdue. They sort of switched on how they were guarding him. They were, before it was you know, another three, another four on him, and then, Swanigan Haas, excuse me, in the first half, and then they tried to switch it, get a two or three, maybe get a point guard on him to sort of slow him down and maybe run him off the three-point line, but it didn't matter.
Do you think it was Beilein's game plan going in the game? Let's feed it to Mo, or was that just, hey, you got to give the hot guy the shot? And he was shooting it, and it was going down from wherever he was.
Yeah, I think maybe that was the intention going in, Jay-Z. I think he was just a hot hand yesterday. I think you're exactly right. Some days players just have a game where no matter where they're shooting it from, it's going to fall, and that's what happened for Wagner yesterday. But you could tell he was feeling it. He was gesturing to the crowd. He was feeding off the crowd. He was getting Chrysler revved up in one of the best crowds Chrysler's had all year. And he was getting his teammates involved and getting them into the game, getting their headspace into the game, and where some games the rest of the starting five is not all there at once. And Michigan got great performances, not just from Wagner yesterday, but from, you look on down that lineup, Derek Walton, and we'll touch on him later in the program, but Muhammad Ali Abdul-Rahman again showed that driving ability to the basket. Zach Irvin, again, still scuffling a little bit, only 4 points on 2 of 8 shooting. Xavier Simpson, I thought, showed us a game where, looking into next year, I'm going to feel totally comfortable at him running the point. I don't know how you feel, Jay-Z, but yep. Xavier Simpson, he hit a corner three later in the game. An absolutely just sort of miraculous play, and now it's not miraculous. We've seen him do it, but he drove right by Swanigan and laid it off the high glass. I mean, I was very impressed with that play and Simpson showing what he can do no matter where he is in the floor and showing that he can run the offense.
Right, because you got to look at when Walton graduates, man, you got that giant hole there, and having Simpson have the game he did yesterday, that's just going to keep going, and I think that's what he needs. He needs more time, more the offense running through him, the more he'll get it and the better he's going to do. And you're going to have to use him next year. There's no doubt about it. There's nowhere else you can go, but you're going to have to use him for sure. And I thought in that second half, he really picked it up. It was nailing shots that more likely he might have passed up in other games. But they were up, and I'm sure Walton, you know, said,
he had no fear at that point.
Right,
take it to the hole.
Shot. Take it.
Take it to the hole, young fella. Tony O is our other personality here on the program. Yes, and Tony, I guess your opening thoughts on that emphatic win for the Wolverines.
Well, I think it's capped off a really great February. I mean, I think that they deserve a lot of credit for the way that they've sort of turned the ship around here in February between beating Michigan State, Indiana, Wisconsin, Rutgers, now Purdue. You know, it really does not get much better than that. And I think now they've really positioned themselves well to, I think, not only be in the tournament, but have a pretty decent
I think they're going to move up to an 8 or 9 seed if they finish strong?
I mean, I think if they beat Northwestern and Nebraska and then maybe get 1 or 2 wins in the Big Ten tournament, yeah, I mean, I think that they'll have a good – I mean, at that point, they would be at close to the top of the Big Ten.
Right. They might get that two-game bye, you know, going into the semifinals playing their first game. Hopefully they can do that. They still – work to be done. You have to have help from the other teams. But more wins already in the Big Ten compared to last year.
Well, again, thank you for joining us on the program. Matt Missler on the other side of the glass running things for us today on the playground. Michigan, 82-70 winners over Purdue. Just so excited, I can't contain it. But Tony O brings up a great point in how they've been playing in February and sort of the domination, really. I mean, there's no other way to say it about what they've done against these teams. At Indiana on the road, first road win of the year, 75-63. At home against Wisconsin, of course, Wisconsin, no Bronson Caning in that game, but Michigan wins 64-58. The tough game to Minnesota where they lose in overtime, but they were in position to win that game as well, if not for some questionable officiating down the stretch in that game. And of course, at Rutgers, a little bit of a stumbling block for them, but they picked the win up anyway, and they show they can win in a tight game. And then finally yesterday, and you can even take this back to the Indiana game, but they are playing as a unit, and they are getting great individual performances within that starting five, and the best that I've seen them all year. And that brings me to my question this morning, what I want to ask the people out there at 734-998-1050. You have the evidence in front of you. You've seen what this team can do. You've seen how Derek Walton and Mo Wagner have elevated their game to another stratosphere right now. When you watch this team and you see what they are capable of, I want to know, do you think that they can make a run in March? And I guess I should phrase it, do you think that they can get to the Sweet 16 if they continue to play like this?
So I'm going to go, if they get the right matchups, they can.
Always depends on that, sure.
It does. It's the biggest thing. And, you know, the NCAA tries to have the number ones. They try to figure out the number ones, get to the Final Four. All in the four number ones, get to the Final Four. It doesn't happen every year. You never know. You might have that Cinderella team. But for sure, Michigan's moving up the RPI. And the best time to move up is this time. You get closer and closer. We're only days away from March, and because of that, they might rise up. You said 8 or 9. I think they might even get a higher slot. They win these next two games, go into the Big Ten tournament, get a win or two. They're going to finish on the top half of in the Big Ten, and I think that helps because yesterday it seemed like it was upset city for a lot of teams. Gonzaga went down. There's other teams that just didn't get that W yesterday that more likely needed it. So the better Michigan does, some of those other teams are falling off, and it's the wrong way to go. Maybe they'll move up to a 7th seed, a 6th seed, something like that, depend on where really everyone else is. And really, this is the best time to be hot, is as close as you can to March.
Yeah, I mean, the most recent Joe Lunardi bracket has us at a 9 seed going against Dayton in Gonzaga's side. So, I mean, I would like to see them maybe get away from the 9 and 8 just to avoid the number 1 seed. But I don't know. I mean, I think the trajectory is up, so
yeah.
You know, at this point, that's really all that matters. It's getting better.
But do you think, I want your answer, Tony, do you think that they can get to a Sweet 16 if they play like this?
If they play like this, yes, but...
With a caveat.
Yeah, I mean, they can do it, but it's going to be tough. I mean, I think, you know, if they see the number one seed in the second round, if they're a 9 or an 8 seed...
Yeah,
I don't know.
They want to move off that 8-9 seed line so that they can. You're right, so that they can avoid that number one, potentially number one matchup.
Yeah, I mean, if we have to play against a Kansas or a Villanova, I mean, right. I don't know. I just don't see that.
No, and that's the scary thing because you have to look at matchups, and it's as a Michigan fan, you want to say they're going upwards, but they need to get off that 8-9. You'd rather be a 7, so that way you're facing the 2 later on and not the number one in the second game because hopefully it's the Gonzaga. Because maybe they match up better against them than they do against some of those other teams.
You've heard it from Tony, and you've heard it from Jay-Z. They answer my question. I want to know what you think out there in listener land this morning here on the playground. Flat out, do you think that Michigan can make a run in March Madness if they continue to stay hot like they've been? 734-998-1050. You can give us a call. You can tweet me at Jeff Childs, ITH. You can tweet Jay-Z at Jay-Z Radio, and give us your thoughts, and not just tell me can they make a run, yes or no, but I want to know why. What gives you that confidence that they can do it and that they can continue to play at this extremely high level that for large portions of the year, I mean, not only were we not saying that Michigan couldn't play at a level like this, I mean, we were wondering if they would have a winning record.
Yeah.
With how porous they look defensively, you know, with the shooting struggles that different players would have throughout the year, we legitimately wondered that. And now John Beilein, there's a lot of criticism of Coach Beilein, and now he has proven again, you know, why he's one of the better coaches in college basketball for how he's able to take this team and mold it into his image. Well, let's take our first call of the morning. Let's head to JJ in the Mean Streets. JJ, do you think Michigan can make a run?
Well, yeah, the only way Michigan can make a run is if they get the lead out there. The same formula they used against Indiana and Michigan State and again yesterday against Purdue, guess what? They got a big lead, and then they play very well and execute when their confidence is high. Listen, I think John Beilein is a great coach. I have no confidence in the team if it's a close game coming down to the end, not because of his coaching decision, just the makeup on the team. I think when the game's tight at the end of the game, the other team can use the formula of the L.A. Lakers, just dump it inside, and they can get 2 points almost any time they want. The defense seemed to play well yesterday, especially early in the game. And I tell you what, Mo Wagner, that was one half of basketball. I don't know. There was something in the air that they brought over because that guy from Austria that swam, you know, distance for us in the Big Tens over the weekend, that Felix guy, that freshman, he did a heck of a job too. So there must be something. It must be Oktoberfest over here in America for those two German people.
JJ, really quick, and thank you for the call. And I want to ask you this really quick before we let you go. When you saw Mo Wagner, if you had to liken that to like another Michigan or even a basketball performance in the past, where would you rank that as far as great Michigan performances?
Well, you know, God, that's a good one. For a half of basketball, it was even better than Spike Albrecht against Louisville. I mean, it was kind of like Rob Pelinka coming off. Listen, I would talk about Rob Pelinka because he just got the L.A. Laker job. And I remember when the Fab Five were freshmen, I went to the Breslin Center, and we were down the whole game. And they brought Pelinka off the bench about 7 or 8 minutes ago. We were down double digits, and he drained a couple of threes real quick and got him back in the game. And I remember I got up and cheered. Dr. Charles Tucker said, "I sit down, your guys aren't coming back." It was a spark like that. It was, you know what, maybe it was like Sean Higgins against Virginia in the regional finals, something like that. It was incredible. I give Matt Painter credit, though. He took him away in the second half, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, and thanks for the call, JJ.
You're welcome. Go Blue.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling in the splash for JJ. As he normally gets here on WTK. JJ, great call from JJ, and I thought he made a great point about how, yes, Purdue and Matt Painter took Wagner away in the second half. A lot of it was due to foul trouble. Wagner finished in that game. He finished with 3 personal fouls. A lot of that was foul trouble, and he only ended up with 2 points in the second half. But That's the litmus test going forward for Michigan as far as Mo Wagner and Derek Walton and all of these players that have been elevated their game to such a high level lately. I asked the question, can Michigan make a run in the tournament? Can they get to the Sweet 16? But a lot of it is going to depend on those guys, and can they replicate that performance when it's a tournament game? Because a tournament game, guys, is an entirely different animal.
Yeah, it's on the road, so you're not going to have that home cooking that you had yesterday. Not saying it was 100%. That's why they won the game or lost the game, but it does matter. And you got to look at those teams that do better on the road than they do at home, because there is no such thing for most teams. I'm going to say, you know, every once in a while Dayton gets that Dayton game and they try to get those top seeds closer to home. But for a Michigan team, they're not going to have a home game. Pretty much that's it, right? Senior day was the last game.
Last one. Just like the women, they don't get another senior game.
Right. So that means that's it. So you got to be able to go into other people's houses or at neutral site, which we saw at the Madison Square Garden. They did very well. And have to go out there and beat those other teams. And JJ's right. You get that lead, and I thought there were some points where they brought back to like 13.
Yeah, Purdue, they got it down to 10 and a few points, and they almost got this game down to down below double digits. Like late in this game, it was like a minute 42 left, and they were right there. And then, of course, Derek Walton hits that clutch three. We'll talk more about Derek Walton. We'll talk about Mo Wagner. We have that out there for you. Where do you think his performance ranks in terms of great Michigan, I guess I could say regular season performances in Michigan sports history? And then the big question, after you've watched this team and you have the evidence now, in the last five games, they're 4-1, do they have what it takes to make another deep run into the tournament to potentially get to a Sweet 16? We'll talk about that. More basketball on the other side. You're listening to The Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.